Welcome to this week's episode on All Things Networking. This week is intentionally about those personal connections, the relationships you're building, and building that network. So this week I sit down and talk to Kate Walker, Vice President of Learning and Development and Organization Development at MRA. We talk about her history, how she got to where she is today, and how networking has helped her throughout her entire career. Networking is something that's so important for you, no matter if you're at the beginning of your career, middle, or even the end. You can use your network for a reference for a job, or maybe someone that you want to tap when you're not exactly sure what tool or technology you want to use for a new project or initiative, or maybe it's just someone you want to hang out with. As you listen to this podcast, I encourage you to think about your goals for the internship and how you are intentionally creating those connections. Those connections can come from your organization that you're working with, leaders in the community, or just other interns. As always, this episode is powered by MRA, the Management Association, and brought to you in partnership with Catapult, Mid-Atlantic Employer Association, and the Quad Cities Chamber. Hi, Kate. How are you?
Good. How are you, Courtney?
Good. It's good to see you. Did you have a nice weekend?
Yeah, it was great. It was really nice out yesterday. So hoping spring is coming.
Yeah, absolutely. So last week I did a recording with a couple of the interns from last summer. And one of the things, it was really just talking about, like, you know, making the most of your internship and, you know, tips on your internship. And one of the things that kept coming up was networking. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. Next week we're doing one specifically on networking. And so I'm excited for all the insight you have to share. I know we've met a couple times and just kind of have gone through the overview and the learning objective. So I'm really excited for this one. I think it's a really important topic and it's not always an easy thing to do. So I'm super excited, but Kate, I will let you introduce yourself and just give a little background and then we can go from there.
Sure. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Kate Walker and I lead learning and development for MRA, but I have had a long career in financial services, nonprofits, higher education, but predominantly in economic development roles and workforce training. So I have a very diverse background. But while I was attending UW Parkside, I worked part-time as a bank teller. And it wasn't an internship per se, but it was really like a platform job for me that I had the opportunity to find out what I liked about banking, got to meet with HR regularly as they found out I was about to graduate. They really wanted me to stay, which was nice. I'm sure some of you are going through that right now. And had some great mentors that kind of shared with me what they liked about banking, what roles they thought it would be a fit for me. So I had a really great opportunity to stay put. I didn't have to leave the company when I graduated, and I was able to stay with that particular bank for 5 years after I graduated from college. So it was a really nice opportunity to grow my skills and improve my upward mobility within the organization. But I'm really excited to speak to you about networking today. Networking can be a really powerful way to connect with people you wouldn't normally meet. You know, we all have friends and family that we hang out with regularly, but networking kind of puts you outside of your comfort zone and in front of, you know, different people that you wouldn't normally get to interact with. So I think it can be a really powerful way to develop your personal network, but also your professional network. So I'm looking forward to talking to you about that as well. So that's kind of my intro, Courtney.
Awesome. So when we were talking a couple months ago, you know, you really raised your hand and said, you know, I really want to talk about networking. So I'm just curious, you know, you touched on it a little bit, but why is this an important topic to you? And I guess even from the intern perspective, why would it matter to them?
Sure. I think networking can be so important for interns in particular, because you're just beginning your career and you're also really just finding out what you're passionate about. So, you know, you might be involved with a group that isn't related to your career, but it can open up doors for you. And I think networking can really let you explore in a safe way. And it's a great way for you to meet people, get involved in the community, and really create some meaningful relationships for you, particularly as an intern, because, you know, you're meeting different people through your program within school and, you know, through your instructors and professors. But this can really help you expand your network in a different way. There might be companies you've had your eye on that you just don't know how to get in the door, how to meet people. And networking can help you with a lot of different things. Something I've always been passionate about because I was able to do it early in my career. And it's really helped me overall. So I hope we can give you some tools to help you.
Yeah. And I think sometimes even just connecting with people and just having a conversation, and you never know where that will go. And, I think the word networking can be kind of intimidating sometimes, but it doesn't need to be. And I think even just having those conversations, you never know, when you will connect with those people later on in life. I know for me, and we talk about this in the intern program, but I actually got my job at MRA because of my high school volleyball coach. It was someone that, they reached out to me as I was graduating, and they were like, "Hey, do you have a full-time job yet?" And I hadn't at the time. And so I landed here just because of my old volleyball coach. And I think there's so many connections that I've heard that, you don't even know you're networking when you're doing that.
Yeah, I think the term sounds so formal, but it can be very informal, like you shared, Courtney. Just staying in contact with people, that can be a way of networking too.
Absolutely. And, we just touched on this, but networking sounds like an intimidating word. And especially when you're brand new at an organization, or you might be one of the youngest people at an organization. So what are like a couple of ways that the interns can get started with networking while they're in their internship?
Sure. Well, an easy way, I'm going to guess that a lot of you are on LinkedIn right now. And if you're not, I encourage you to. I, like many people, I accept any LinkedIn request that I get from a student because I think it's great and I want to help if I can. So make sure you have a clean profile, follow areas that you're interested on LinkedIn, use good grammar. There's some great tools out there to help. But if there's someone you want to connect with and you feel a little uncomfortable, send them a personal note. You can even explain that you're a student, you're looking to, improve your network. Most people will accept it. I think there's a lot of people out there like me that accept most student requests. Some other things you can do are volunteering. You might not associate that with networking, but it completely is relative and it can achieve the same outcomes. Some groups you could look at are local chambers. A lot of areas have young professional groups that can provide some great networking. And a lot of companies, I know you're all part of an internship this summer, but a lot of companies have like a day of community service where you can volunteer and get to know different companies. And then your local United Ways usually have some opportunities, your employer associations, and then other areas that you just might be interested in. If you're interested in animals, you could volunteer at a shelter and you can meet people. A lot of nonprofits are always looking for people to help with their boards or to volunteer. So there's just a lot of great opportunities to get out there. Don't be intimidated, but if you have an interest in something, chances are you could find something to volunteer in or, get involved with a group that could support that interest.
Absolutely. And the nice thing about this group is you all have a built-in network here through the intern program. So make sure you take advantage of that by reaching out to the other interns in the program, reaching out to all the subject matter experts that we have throughout the summer. I know I can share from last year, we've had a couple of people that have gotten jobs just because they've reached out to other subject matter experts. So it really, it might seem just like a couple hours out of your week, but really you have a great connection here if you take advantage of it.
Great insight, Courtney.
Thank you. What advice do you have for this summer for this group of young professionals and even the ones that are just starting out their career, or, as you're a lot of these students are, toward their senior year of college and they're thinking about starting a young professional career, what other advice do you have from that perspective?
There are so many different ways that you can get involved. I know some people tend to be maybe a little shy or intimidated by going to like a formal in-person networking event. Well, you're probably pretty fortunate right now that a lot of networking events and events that were done in person do have a virtual option, which can make it a little bit more comfortable for some people that are more introverted. And the nice thing about that is through the virtual format, they'll set up like breakouts where you can meet with somebody. And it's not as, intense. And, just as long as you have what I recommend is having like a 60-second elevator pitch. So you can talk high level about, who you are, what you bring to the table, and what your goals are for connecting with that person. So the thought between the elevator pitch is that something you would share in an elevator ride meeting somebody you don't know. There's some really great free tools on the internet available that can walk you through that process to write one. And you can practice with your friends and your colleagues in this group just to make sure that you're comfortable sharing a little bit about yourself. It could be a great way to pitch yourself for an internship or for a job, and just a great thing to have as you go into your careers. You can always refine them and make sure that it's just something you're comfortable with to talk about yourself. So I encourage you to work on one. And then you know, with the in-person networking events, they can be a little scary sometimes if it's not something you've done a lot of. I always say enlist a friend to go with you. Most times one of your friends will come with. Courtney's nodding. I'm sure she's done it.
I was thinking as you were talking, I was like, when I went to my, especially toward the beginning of my career, it was helpful to have that buddy where it's like, okay, both of us can be in this conversation together. So yes, I am with you on that.
But challenge yourself not to stay with that buddy the whole time, you know, go out and meet people, and you can even make it like a friendly competition. I'm going to go meet five people and I'm going to meet five people. You can do that and encourage each other. But a lot of times you can see who the attendee list is before you go with a lot of the online registrations. And that can be helpful too, because you can identify like a company or somebody that you haven't met that you want to meet. That can be helpful when you're there and you're a little uncomfortable.
Absolutely. So what's your networking story? I know you have a couple of good ones.
Yeah, I've actually gotten two jobs from networking, staying in contact with my network over the years. So that's been helpful on the career front. But one of my favorite stories is I've met one of my very best friends through networking. Early in my career, I was a chamber ambassador for the Kenosha Area Chamber of Commerce, and it was really fun. We would go out and visit new businesses and welcome them to the chamber, or we would go to ribbon cuttings and help them feel comfortable and get them invited to networking events. But I met another woman who was early in her career as well and new to the area, trying to meet people. And we just found we had a lot in common, and we have really had a wonderful friendship over the years. We've navigated career changes, her starting a business, motherhood. We both lost our mothers, you know, in the last few years. So it's just been a wonderful friendship that I never would have met this woman had we not been volunteering. And I feel so grateful for that, because you just never know who you're going to meet, who you're going to connect with. And, you know, there's times in your life where you think, oh, I have, you know, a really solid friendship base. I don't need to add new friends. You can always add new friends, because things change as you get older, and, you know, your likes and your passions and your interests, you know, evolve over time. So it's just great to meet people that, you know, have common interests and can add something into your life as well and share positive, you know, things to do together. So it was really great for me. And I did have the opportunity to be in her wedding 4 years ago, and we got to go to Ireland. So none of that would have happened had we not networked and got the chance to meet each other. So you just never know.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think one of the things I find is it's such a small world, even like how big it is. The other day I was just chatting with someone, and, you know, we have mutual friends, and it's so crazy how everything connects. But I love your story of being in the wedding, and it helped you professionally and personally as well. One question I do want to come back to. So thinking some of these interns are in a virtual setting, or maybe they're in one location and they might have other offices around the country or even around the world. What advice do you have about networking or connecting with people internally at their organization if they don't necessarily work in the office next to them?
Yeah, I would reach out to your HR team and see if they have any ways to facilitate you meeting other people from other locations. I know a lot of global companies facilitate different happy hours virtually and things like that, and they would welcome you to participate. So, you know, if you can't find it on your own, I would definitely ask and know that that's an opportunity for you. But it's a great way to meet different people within the organization and find out what they do. And like I shared earlier, a lot of people are happy to share their experiences with you. Don't be afraid to ask, you know, ask them what they like about the company and why they've stayed there or what opportunities they've had, because most people will be pretty honest with you and want to encourage you to learn more about the company too.
Absolutely. I think that's great advice. Well, I think we covered everything. I think we gave a lot of great tips. Do you have any other stories you want to share or any last pieces of advice for the intern before we close out? Or any challenge, you want to challenge them to do anything, go network with people?
I hope to get a lot of LinkedIn requests from this group. So please feel free to add me. It's Kate Walker. Courtney can probably give you my handler. I never remember that by heart, but would be happy to connect with you. And if you go through my LinkedIn and there's anybody you want to connect with, please let me know. I am happy to do that for people if they're looking for a job or looking to improve their network too. I'm happy to connect you with anyone in my network. So please know that that offer stands. So I challenge you. I hope I get lots of requests following, you know, the viewing of this session. And just be, you know, be open to it. Don't be intimidated by it. I know we are getting back to more in-person events. So hopefully you got your elevator pitch ready, practice with each other and get ready to be back in person, because I do think you're going to have an opportunity to do a lot more networking in person as opposed to virtual. But, you know, I welcome you to go out there and enjoy it. Look at it as an opportunity to meet people you wouldn't have met, and it's less scary that way, and it can be a lot of fun.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time, Kate. I think this is a super important topic, and it can be fun once you get comfortable doing the networking piece of it. So I hope everyone takes you up on their challenge. You just never know when your paths will cross again someday.
Exactly. Well, great. It was really fun, Courtney.
I love the saying, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. Obviously, I'm not the smartest person in the room, but it is a quote that has really stuck with me throughout my years, and it has really helped me be aware of who I'm surrounding myself with, not only at work, but in my free time as well. For me, networking has really allowed me to expand my group of people that I'm surrounded with. I'm constantly in awe of the intelligence, the passion, the commitment that people have to their work and their community, whether I'm at a DEI region of choice meeting in the community, working through some problems and challenges that we're facing, or whether it's a community group that I serve on the associate board. These people are so smart and so passionate about what they do, and it helps me be a better person. So as you reflect back on the podcast with Kate, I ask you to think about what really stood out to you, or what was your aha moment? What is something that you are going to try to do to intentionally build your network and connections throughout the next couple months? I also encourage you to think about your elevator pitch. What is yours? It's something that I still personally struggle with, just because I do wear a couple different hats. And so I don't have mine nailed down to a T. And to be honest, every time somebody asks me, what do you do? I change my answer. So that's something I'm still working on, and I hope that you continue to do that as well. Based on all of this and all of our conversations this week, I encourage you to have that follow-up conversation with your manager or mentor to really talk about how you can grow your network internally or even externally out of your organization and work through that elevator pitch. I hope you are able to take something away from this week's podcast, and I look forward to seeing you next week.